Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this new and this better covenant of love that has come. And we thank you, Lord, we can appreciate John that came and pointed the way and said, "Behold the Lamb that comes to take away the sins of this world." And I thank you, Lord, that he has fulfilled his purpose. But I thank you for us that's in the kingdom, that has been raised up together with you, that is co-heirs with you. There is much greatness that has come. There's life and life in abundance that's come. But I thank you to experience the goodness and the greatness that you've given us a new story, each and every one of us, to experience not only the death that kills our old man and takes away the past, but also a life of truth, a life in union with you, Lord. So thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 7, verse 27 to 30. This is the one about whom it is written, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, there's no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves, because they had not been baptized by John.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So powerful. You know, John was the greatest among men, greatest among carnal men, greatest among men and women outside of the new and the better covenant, where we are to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we need to understand that there is goodness. Yes, we go through trials, through problems, but he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So the new and the better covenant we've got to embrace, and it needs to be a daily thing, and it needs to be a reality that when you do go through the valley of the shadow of death, when you do experience a cross scenario in your life, you look to Jesus, because there's more than the cross. There's the resurrection now. There's a new life now. There's fellowship with Jesus, where you are being transformed into his image and likeness. And so that is a big thing, and that's why we draw close on a daily basis. I think of beautiful scriptures in 1 Corinthians, where Paul is happy because people are waking up and they're looking to their Lord and they're experiencing their Lord in this day of salvation. And in so wonderful, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he speaks about he needs us to know that he went through very heavy trials, and that trials even brought him to where he despaired unto death, though he thought there's no way he's going to get out here, but God delivers from death. And then he sees that God rescued him from those encounters, and then he will still rescue him. And I know, brothers and sisters, you all have gone through some things. So build on that. Take hold of that. Take hold of that. God has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. But to stay in that reality, draw close on a daily basis. Walk conscious of him every moment, every second. A mindset on him is kept in total peace, and see the salvation of God, and so be a testimony of the goodness and the favor in the land of the living that has come for mankind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.